Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome today to our Trinity Talks episode. We have a very special episode ahead of us right now. I'm really excited to introduce Eric and Travis to the show today. Now, if you've been coming to Trinity, you would have seen them over the past couple of months. We were just talking, they've been at Trinity for almost a year now. However, you may also notice them and recognize them as the recent stars of our Trinity Bakes segments that we've been having over the past couple of weeks. So welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It is great. We are going to talk today a little bit about your background in theater and dramatic arts, as well as a little bit about our Trinity Bake segments that we've been doing. And also, I was wondering if you could maybe we could talk together about how dramatic ministry can be something that the church can use both within the walls of the church and maybe outside into the world as well.
Fabulous.
So let's start off, before introductions even, let's start off with a little game like we do. We've got to do it. I know you're ready for it. You know that we're going to have a game. And if you're going to be drama majors, then you're definitely playing a game with me today.
Awesome.
So you've probably noticed that we have a bowl right between you.
Yep.
And there are some cards in there with some scenes. So common places that you might go, like the dentist office or where else might you go? A train, some places like that. So I've got some scenes there. And I was wondering if you could just do a little improv activity to show off your dramatic skills with everybody. And the trick of this improv game, it's actually a classic improv game, is that everything that is said within the scene must be a question. I think we call it questions.
Yeah.
So we're going to start. I'm going to have Travis, you can pull out a card and show us and tell us what the scene of your play is.
Oh, we've got a school.
We have a school. All right. So you can kind of choose which school it is. And maybe you can start off the scene. We've got to kind of keep it quick, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Keep the pace going.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Eric, did you do your homework?
When was it due again?
Don't you know?
Who told us?
We're warming up, folks. We're warming up. All right. Time for another one.
Okay.
All right. That's good. That's okay. This is actually a fun game to play with family. You can play it around the table. You can play it with your kids.
I've got hospital.
Hospital. All right. That fun place. Okay.
So what's the diagnosis?
Aren't you supposed to tell me that?
Do you think it's serious?
Doesn't it look serious?
Have you looked at the reports I sent you?
When did you send those?
When did I send those?
Why don't you know this?
Why can't I remember?
Did you go to school? Did you do your homework at school?
We're going to end it right there. Great way to wrap it up. All right. I just kind of want to know what the diagnosis is.
I'm confused who was the patient and who was the doctor. Or if we
were built in. That's great. All right. So we know that you're stellar actors because we've seen your Trinity Bakes episodes and we've just witnessed this amazing improv. Let's just start off with maybe with Eric. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I am from a little town called Meaford up in the Blue Mountains area. Came to school at Toronto for dramatic performance and did their theater program where I met Travis on her first day, actually. We've been together now for nearly over a decade. We have two lovely little kiddos, twins age 3, and just enjoy getting to relive some of the skills that that we've learned in school. We both work in insurance now, so able to not usually be able to ply the trade as much as we used to. I just enjoy a lot of. If you might not realize it from the content of the videos, but I enjoy cooking.
Okay.
We have a new garden in our new house that I'm learning to kind of help manage.
Nice.
And I just enjoy doing things in small groups of friends. I play a lot of like Dungeons and Dragons and games and that sort of thing. And that's kind of one of my acting outlets, I guess, besides Trinity Bakes.
Exactly. All right. Oh, that's good to know. Well, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And what about yourself?
Yeah, I grew up in Mississauga. I've lived Mississauga my whole life, except when I took a slight detour out and lived in Toronto, went to U of T for acting as well. And then, yeah, met this guy. We moved back to Mississauga. And yeah, as he said, you know, kind of found her way to insurance of all places, which sounds really weird, but actually makes more sense than you might think. And then, yeah, we've got our kids. I we'll get to this, I think, in the questions, but I actually really love to bake. So this has been a really, it's been an acting challenge for sure, Trinity right. Bakes. But yeah, that's one of my main hobbies. I love baking and sewing and all that good stuff.
Cool.
So lots of creative things that I'm doing other than acting these days. But the kids keep us very busy.
I can imagine. Twins 3 years old.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
It's a lot. A lot of good stuff. A lot of the tricky stuff, but it's a lot of fun.
Yes. Okay, so we are fans of Trinity Bakes, and we actually saw you were both doing some of the monologues in a recent sermon series that we had as well, which was the final last words that Jesus spoke on the cross, which was a different type of acting altogether, much more serious. So could you tell us what got you into acting? And maybe you have different answers, maybe the same, but why did you study it and what did you like about the craft?
I guess for me, I've always really enjoyed the act of storytelling just being able to present and being able to kind of build a connection with people and audiences through these stories that have kind of led a lot of how we look at life. We do that a lot with the stories from the Bible. We do that a lot with Shakespeare, which is a big point for us as theater actors, and these stories that have kind of lived through our cultural history and are retold again and again and again through different lenses. That was my primary draw, so I just really enjoy that act of telling a story and connecting with people.
Amazing. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. It was for me, I can remember very specifically, I was like 7. We were in New York. We saw The Phantom of the Opera, and I went into the theater kicking and screaming because I thought it was going to be scary and boring, which I'm not sure how that works. But anyway, my 7-year-old brain thought that made sense. And then they had to drag me out because I just thought it was so magical what happened in that space with all those people together, kind of listening to the same thing and transforming together and being carried along this story. And so that's really what sparked it for me. And then I just couldn't stay away after that. So
it was a pivotal moment.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh, that's great to hear.
Core memory for sure.
Core memory. All right. So we're talking a little bit about stage acting, but what you've been doing is a little bit of screen acting.
Yeah.
Albeit a little bit small, but still a little bit different. What are some of the key differences that maybe non-drama folk don't know.
I'll let you take that one.
First of all, I'm not much of a screen actor, and this has been a very scary experience for me. When you're acting live, you kind of get to read the room a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Because you can feel the energy of the people in the space. You can feel if they're getting the jokes, if they're not getting the jokes, if they're along with you or not. And you can kind of adjust in the moment and feed off that energy. Whereas when you're doing something for screen, especially, I would say there's a difference between screen for maybe TV or movies and then for social media, because especially for the shorts and the YouTube videos, people are going to be watching these alone, probably in their house, right? Mm-hmm. They're not even watching it in a group. Of course, when the congregation watches it, it's in a big group, which is nice. But it's just a totally different audience, and you have to keep that in mind. And you don't know what it's going to look like because so much of it is up to the wonderful magic of the post-production when they cut it all together. So you don't even know after you're done wrapped filming what's going to make it in, what jokes are we going to see? So for us, it's as new an experience as for everybody else when we sit there and watch it, because we don't know what got left on the cutting room floor, what made it in, how it gets edited, and what the final product looks like.
We've been very nervous the last few services coming in going, I don't know how
it's going to go. It's a debut for you as well.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you did mention that it's out on YouTube, and I think you mentioned that the recent short clip that was put out on YouTube just has 1,200 views already. So there are people watching it. And if you haven't taken a look, we are actually going to show a clip from Trinity Bakes, and then we'll talk a little bit about Trinity Bakes and how it all has been put together.
Perfect.
All right, let's watch the video.
Everything in our pie dish. We have to grease it first. I like to cheat and use this.
That was a good shot.
We're just gonna sprinkle this on top.
Mmm. Wow, look at that.
Can I give this to you to put over there?
Sure. Okay, now we're gonna put it in our preheated oven.
So that was the first one, the French apple pie. And then we've had several more, and we have several more to come as well. So what has the process been like? I know that you are responsible for coming up or co-coming up with some of the scripts, and that is your house. So what does this look like, this process?
Well, it's funny you mentioned scripts, because I think that's pretty generous of what we do. Really, a lot of what we do beforehand is we take a look at the recipe. Mm-hmm. We come up with some general sort of, I guess you'd say, bits or jokes or things that we want to play off of. And really, it's just a matter of starting to try things, see what works. I think some of the folks behind the camera are really good at saying what will look good, what will translate, what doesn't. Just like we were doing on with the game at the beginning, mm-hmm. a lot of it is kind of off the cuff. We have a general thought process behind it, but nothing is really set in stone. And of course, we're always happy to take suggestions on what looks good. Rob has been really great at coming over and trying to contextualize some of what he'd like to see on some of it for the sermon and everything. So
It's very
talented.
It's
a pretty chaotic environment.
You work well together, I have to say. Your personalities complement each other really well on camera.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if that's intentional or if it just comes by naturally. I mean, it does here, so obviously to some extent, but you know how to play off each other really well.
Yeah. It's not our first time on stage or on screen next to each other.
Okay.
We were in the same class in theater school, so we were always in scenes together, working together on various different projects.
Yeah, so we've worked together on stage in a performance capacity. Travis is actually a brilliant director as well, and mm-hmm. directed several shows that I was able to be a part of and was incorporating a lot of the stuff that she sees from kind of a bigger picture. So we work really well in a performance aspect and as a director performer relationship as well.
All right, and also as husband wife.
That's right.
Which is like a director performer relationship. So.
I wasn't going to say that, but all right. So in real life, you mentioned that you like to bake, Travis.
I do.
Who's the better baker?
This one here. Right. I've tried to dabble in baking a little bit, but everything I know at this point has been learned from her, and I love to be an assistant to her.
He's
projects.
A great helper, a great dish guy, and a great measurer of ingredients. Again, contrary to what we see on the screen, but yeah, I love baking.
When you brought out the measuring tape, that was pretty good. So, what are some of your favorite dishes to make? And Eric, maybe what are some of your favorite dishes to eat?
You are a prolific cake
baker. I love to make cakes. Cakes are my thing.
You recently made a cake for someone's birthday just at the beginning of the spring, and mm-hmm. And even just now, I think you were making...
Yeah, I just made one yesterday for a family friend's bridal shower, like yesterday.
Oh, great.
I bake a lot.
Right.
Which is probably my biggest baking feat has been after everybody leaves trying to fix the mess that we've made. We actually ate the French apple pie and the blueberry cobbler that mm-hmm. we made. I would like to make them again and actually measure everything, but we did try to salvage them because I also hate wasting food. And so we dusted off all the icing sugar and put it in the oven, and you know, it actually turned out all right. We tried to salvage it.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Okay, so then when you mentioned, and I think you alluded to this already a little bit, Eric, that as Christians, we can actually sometimes use and experience our dramatic expression like any art form and use it as a way to develop our faith and maybe even disciple others. So how do you think we can use this creative art form to deepen our faith and relationship with Jesus?
Yeah, I think one thing that comes to mind is much like we do with Libby and the praise team. It's kind of a form of creation. Mm-hmm. It's we using some of the talents and the gifts that we have to kind of give another creative and expression to our faith and connection, not only with each other as a a congregation, but also to, you know, the messages that we're practicing and we're talking about in Rob's sermons and kind of what the Bible teaches us. I don't know if you have anything.
Yeah, I think the other one is really when especially when you're playing a character, and I'll take it back to out from Trinity Bakes, because it's a bit of a different thing to, to the Lent monologues that we did. You know, particularly for me, the individual I was playing was not a super sympathetic sort of a person on first glance, right?
Right.
You know, they're hurling insults at Jesus on the cross, and this is not the kind of person any of us would probably see ourselves in or want to see ourselves in. But when you take on that role, it forces you to kind of empathize, understand, and not judge people who come from all kinds of different circumstances. And that can be something really small, like a character who just says something you would never say, or something a little more extreme if you're playing like a villain role or something a little bit worse. Because in order to play that person, you have to understand them and forgive them in a way so that you can give an honest portrayal. And so I think that that can be really powerful to help us understand each other and how we all have our challenges and our different things that we work through. And it makes it more understandable why people come from where they come from, and can help us empathize with other people and not judge them.
Yeah, I think it was really great, you know, that we had Rob's sermon today talking about patience and being patient with people and being patient with, you know, the people who frustrate us and everything, to tie right directly to that point.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. That's actually a beautiful answer and something that I've never actually thought about in that context. Another thing about story, about acting is that it's often about storytelling, like you were mentioning as well. And we know that Jesus used stories in so much of his teaching. So there's stories, there's parables, and that's how he got his message across. And why do you think storytelling is such a powerful tool to share a message with others?
Yeah, I think especially when you take it into something practical and something dramatic, it really helps to bring it alive, right? There's a big difference, and we even say this when we read Shakespeare, right? Reading it and seeing it performed, two totally different things.
Okay.
And I think when you put it up on its feet and put it in front of people, it really helps to make it real in a way that it's not when you might read it on a page. So many of these stories, you actually, the main way you see drama introduced in churches is Christmas pageants, right? Yeah. That's the one that we're all kind of familiar with. And I think that's used so much, first of all, to get the kids involved and to help them understand what's going on. It also helps bring it alive for us a bit. We've heard the story so many times, right? But have we really recently thought about what it means to be pregnant on a camel in a desert without somewhere to stay? Like, once you actually see it, it can really help you understand that context and where all of that is coming from, in a way that reading it sometimes, it just doesn't land the same way. You get different things out of reading it. I think you get more themes and lessons and things like that. But when you see it, it makes it a little bit more real for us.
Especially, like you said, when it's a story that we come back to so often.
Right.
Sometimes upon hearing it X number of times, you start to not necessarily lose the importance behind the story, but you kind of lose that that emotional attachment to when you read it the first time almost.
Right. I think that's great. You even mentioned that about Shakespeare, that has sort of lasted the test of time, and it can be portrayed in so many different ways, and it can come to life in fresh ways, which can then help us continue to engage over and over again. Now, before we wrap up, I was thinking about acting in skills and the principles of the craft that you're probably aware of, and I probably am not, like maybe eye contact or body placement. What are some of the principles in acting that you think could translate maybe into everyday life, that everyday people could maybe use as they encounter different people and share and disciple with others?
I think one thing that, you know, we've touched on a little bit with some of the other discussion that we've had is just the idea of truly being empathetic. You'd mentioned to play a character, you have to know where they come from. But when we interact with people in daily life, you know, we sometimes have to give a little grace to where somebody is in a particular moment, what they're going through currently. And I think that is something that we can use in our daily lives, but it's also very important in the field of acting to, again, know the context of the situation, know the context of what you're going to be saying, what you're going to be, what you're going to put out in terms of how should I feel in this moment?
Right.
As so empathy would kind of be my answer.
Yeah. And I think going off of that as well, like knowing who you're performing for, and I say performing, Shakespeare also said all the world's a stage, right? We all are to a certain extent performing whatever role that we're performing, whether it's, you're being a parent, you're at work. We all kind of have different ways that we present ourselves in different circumstances. And so understanding the people that you're talking to or interacting with and where they're at so that your message can land, I think is really important if you're trying to share something with them, and knowing that not everybody's at the same place. And again, going back to that kind of pivoting based on
you mentioned
how being present, right? Being present with people and really noticing how they're responding to you and how you can be sensitive to them and really kind of come together and have the best kind of result, whatever that result is that you're looking for in that circumstance.
Well, that's beautiful. So much to think about. You've definitely given us a lot to reflect on. And I feel like I've definitely come away with a lot of new knowledge and understanding and appreciation, actually, as well. So thank you. Historically, Trinity has been known to have a drama ministry, actually, before my time here. But from time to time, we do skits and we've done plays. What would be maybe even just in a couple sentences, synopsis of what your hope or dream could be for Trinity or a church in general to use drama? And if you don't have
more.
Any, sorry,
more. I think having more opportunities, having more people involved, I understand some people are sometimes come to it thinking I'm not an actor. I don't know how I'm going to connect. But I think we saw with the Lent videos that we did during that sermon series that, you know, I would think that maybe not everybody who did that felt like they were an actor. Right. But, you know, it's being able to give yourself into something is something that we all have the capability of doing. And, you know, as we do a Trinity Break, sometimes you're going to look silly. Sometimes it's going to be you're going to have to play against your type as a bad baker versus a good baker. And I think that it seems scary to get involved and jump in. But, you know, you do it once. And I think, like you said, at 7 years old, you get hooked.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's so much more we can do. We've seen some videos. It'd be great to see some more like live stuff, get the kids involved. Because I think, again, like kids love to play pretend. And, you know, I've never lost that. But kids definitely love it. And I think adults secretly love it as well.
I think so, too.
But yeah, getting a lot of people together, because I really think, you know, you get to know people in a different way, too, when you're working on something together, like you would if you were kind of all working on putting a piece of music together or decorating the front of the church or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just another way to bring people together in community to bring something positive, whether it's just simply bringing joy or bringing a positive message or a teaching or whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish with whatever that thing might be. Just people working towards that common goal, I think, is so important in community.
Thank you. I went into this conversation thinking we were just going to talk about baking, and there are so many layers that have just come out.
We could do a whole other episode about baking.
That's right. All right. All the mistakes we've made.
We'll be looking for the bloopers reel now.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much to Travis and Eric, the stars of Trinity Bakes, as well as just lovely family. Please get to know them. And that was it for Trinity Talks.